This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Yidra.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I was very worried about Yidra because I find this entry really confusing and annoying.
Yes.
And then we get a really cool avatar after this.
Very much so.
Yeah. As far as prose, I think this is really weak prose.
Yes.
From Walter C. DeMille.
But it's a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, Yidra, like, there's no real, like, no, there's no real actual, like, form that it takes. Instead, basically, it is constantly devouring things and absorbing genetic material and taking on those aspects of it. Mm-hmm. You know, so like in the prose here, they say, oh yes, it devoured the octopus and learned to put forward a tentacle, devoured a bear and learned to clothe herself in fur. But the thing is, it's not just I'm gathering what's useful. It is constantly, it's constantly feasting, because if it stops, it will turn into basically inert goo.
Yeah. It's real Katamari.
Yeah.
It's the Katamari level where you have to keep collecting things that are on fire.
It's Katamari, but, oh gosh, but like Mega Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Katamari, but pronounced differently and spelled in an annoying way.
Right.
Everything that it absorbs, it has this big telepathic length,
mm-hmm.
link with any of its parts that it is absorbed and then, like, you know, had a slough off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of this like big hive mind thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like it. It also has babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it blesses lands with fecundity. So it's got that going for it.
Yeah.
And people who worship it, become the children of Yidra, who get this ophidian taint, which just means snake-like.
Yeah, I had to look that up.
Yeah, that's snake-like, and mm-hmm. that's not. We got enough snakes in the mythos, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've got, or we're going to talk about him later, but
yeah,
you know,
you
got Yig, and even he pretty much sucks.
Big Yig's over the road racing. So. Big Yig's over the road slithering. Like, that's coming up soon. So
yeah.
I don't know when snakes got mixed up with the mythos.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been super into it.
No. But yeah, this thing, so, you know, it has a couple of different forms. It's got Ihaf, which is like a vulture, and then Zothra, which is burrowing. However, it can also take on, you know, the form of people.
Yes.
Like, you know, women specifically, but, yeah. it kind of has existed across time and has been worshipped by all these different, all of these different cultures. Because it is around.
It's a really good hook, the idea that this god needs to have a continuous
mm-hmm.
set of sacrifices. It's not very Lovecraftian.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not, by definition, it's not indifferent
right.
to us. But the idea of a god needing to have these sacrifices or it will die, like, and that really gives lie to it being a god. It's more mm-hmm. just like a very powerful being.
Yeah.
But it's in its interest to trick you into it being a god.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it can shapeshift is really cool, because if you actually worship, you know, a physical deity, nothing's going to stop Yidra from Aldricking it
mm-hmm.
and taking on its like, this is big Aldric energy.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together. Like, mm-hmm. even just from like the slime.
Yeah.
You know, and then fooling you, like, you think you're going to go join the Dark Moons and giving up those seals or whatever.
You'll be joining something. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but in fact, it's not actually Yorshka or whatever the fuck you're worshiping. It's stupid Dark Souls 3.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.